spent the last day and a half talking about Taisus di Ramas Loi Tzricha. We've learned the idea of Chazaka de Meikara and Chazaka de Hashva. And we've learned the concept of Tati Lareyasa. And that idea of Tati Lareyasa was a kasha on Taisus. She was kasha that it's in our case should be a Tati Lareyasa. And yesterday we spoke out of Kivegas Kash, Teretz. The Ktzais, which I referred to you yesterday, was, you have to bring for everybody, you bring for yourself. And the Ktzais that I referred to you yesterday was going on the case of Shulchan Aruch, where somebody said, Edis. And then other Edim said about him that he's a Russian. That he did a Maisa that passes him for Edis, that's Russian. So, and the question was, when did he do his Maisa Rasha? Was his Maisa Rasha before the Edis? In which case, the Edis is not to be believed. Or was the Maisa Rasha after the Edis? In which case, it could be believed. That was the Hechatimtza in Shulchan Aruch. What? The Edim say it happened in this and this day. So why can't we figure it out? It's a very good question. If they don't know, then it's a problem with the Patikas and the Drishas. Right, we had last year that you have to ask them which day, which hour. Oh, the Imamanis. In Dine Mamet is to say the Shiach Yachal Azim. And if they can't say when it happened, say the Shiach Yachal Azim. So why don't we know? It's the only way I could understand that. You're asking a silly question, it's not to do with the Ktzais, but you're right, I was wondering. The only way I could understand. What?
The same day,
well, we say Edim can make a mistake, we allow them a mistake up to either 2 hours or 3 hours. So it would have to be that it was within that range. They said Edis at noon. And these Edim say that they stole at noon. So obviously the Edim will say that he stole at a certain time. They have a right to be off. So it could be off that way. It could be off this way. Okay, at any rate, the case in Shulchan Aruch is that Edim says a Rasha. It's a Suffolk was before or after that by the Edis. So we go bas on Chazaka de Meikara. Originally, he wasn't a Rasha, it was not a Rasha. And therefore, we kasher, we machsher the Edis. We say the Edis is good. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. That being that we have a suffix, so we say, ukiach is kasai, and we give a chazaka to Meikara. Originally, he was kasher, so we say he's kasher. Okay, every person is born kasher. Frektik tzais, but it's a tagu to Reyesu. You have two things, Lareyus. What are the two things? Number one, right now he's a Rasha. Edim said that he's a Rasha presently. That's Chazaka de Hashda. And number two, they're coming to be Maitzi Mamin. The Edim are saying Edis to be Maitzi Mamin. And that's Chazaka de Dina. Whoever has the money. It's Becheskes his money. And they're coming to be Maitzi the Mamin. So that's Chazaka de Dina. Against the Edim. The Edim are saying, my Edis to be my Tzimamim. So it comes out that you have a Tati L'Reyesa against the Chazak de Meikar. So that's the Ktzaisis Kasha. Why don't we say the Edim Apostle? Because you have a Tati L'Reyesa against the Edim. I think by now you all have what I'm saying when I say Tati L'Reyesa, right? That's the Ktzaisis Kasha. What? The Edim are coming and saying Edis that Reuven has to pay Shimon.
Did he pay?
He didn't pay. They come and say Reuven's chayav to Shimon. So that Edis, that Reuven is chayav to Shimon, that's fine. So the Ktzais answers by bringing a Taisvis. Taisvis says, and this is an important rule, that we only say Tarti L'Reyesa in a case of a situation which is, Taisus Lashon is, it's chaser va'asoi. Chaser, I'll explain that. Chaser ches samach resh. Chaser. It's missing vasoi and going. Missing and going. It means, what's the original case of Tarti L'Reyes in the Mishnah? The case of a mikveh. Of the mikveh, which right now is chaser. So we said, the mikveh started out full, now it's chaser, it's Tarti L'Reyes. A mikveh is chaser vasoi. It means a mikveh is gradually losing water. Every mikveh is gradually losing water. Because water evaporates, because every time you table something in it, or a person in it, some water comes out. A mikveh is chaser vasoi. Taisa shita is, that the only time we say tadi l'reisa is in a situation where the chazaka de meikara, where the number one chazaka is chaser vasoi. It's not such a great chazaka. Because it's chaser vasoi, it's gradually being lost. What does that mean? That means if you have a chazaka, what's the chazaka de meikara of the mikveh? Chazaka de meikara of the mikveh is that it had 40 sa'. That chazaka de meikara that it had 40 sa' is a chazaka which is chaser vasoi, which is slowly being lost, so slowly being diminished. And being that it's slowly being diminished, chaser vasai, that chazaka de meikara is not so strong. Okay, this, so when do we say that 2 and 3 are stronger than 1? So Taisa Shita is only when 1 is chaser vasai, it's slowly losing it. If it's slowly losing it, then 2 and 3 is stronger than 1. Mashiach came in a case where it's not chaser vasai. For example, the case of a person being a Russian. Every person is not gradually becoming a Russian. Right? Becoming a Russian happens when you steal. So in a case where the Chazak de Meikara is not Chaser Vasai, Taisa says that we do not say Tati L'Reyesa. Then we don't say this concept of Tati L'Reyesa. That is Taisa's Shita. Okay? So Taisis is very much limiting when we say this rule. The rule of Tati L'Reyes that the 2 knocks off the 1 is only when the number 1 is gradually losing it. Can you come up with another case of gradually losing? We had a case yesterday with the Sheikhit who had Kabbalah, who's a Talmid Chacham. Today we feher him and he's an Am Haaretz. So I mentioned to you yesterday that we say the Taz says Tati L'Reyesa. Today's an Am Haaretz, and the Behemah has a Chazak of Ein Ezevuach, you say Tati L'Reyesa. Why? So the Taz says, because going from Talmud Chacham to Am Haaretz is also Chaser Vasai. It's a gradual process. Nobody becomes an Am Haaretz overnight. Right? Especially if you knew things once upon a time. So somebody who's a Talmud Chacham, he forgets things slowly. He gradually forgets. So becoming an Am Haaretz is Chaser Vasai. There's some Musar in that, I think. It's a gradual process, and you have to always be guarding against it. Becoming an Am Haaretz is Chaser Vasai. So therefore, we say Tati L'Reisa, because it's a gradual thing. Right? The Taz brings the pasuk in Shachayach Tishkach. So the Gemara Darshans in Shachayach B'Yashan Tishkach B'Chadash. If you don't chaza your old stuff, you're going to forget your old stuff and your new stuff. I mean, the point is that a person forgets things gradually over time. You have to chaza the old, or else you lose it. So that's Chaser Vasai. Mashiach Zok Tzais in the case of the Shulchan Aruch with becoming a Rasha, which is suddenly. So Mimela, becoming Apostle Eid, this happens in one shot, when a person does a Maisa Kaneva. So Mimela, you don't say that. That's the Ktzais. According to this Shita of Ktzais, you don't even need the Ktzais, just the Shita of Taisvis, you can answer Pnei Shua's Kashi here too. In our case, what's the Chazaka de Meikara? That she was born a Basula. Chazaka de Meikara, she was born a Basula. Pnei Yeshua asked, you have a Tati L'Reisa. You have two things against it. You have Cheskes Kashrus and Chazaka Dehashto, which says that she wasn't near Balotachtav. So Taisis, the Peshua asked on Taisis that it's a Tati L'Reisa. Ah, but according to Taisis Shita that the Ktzais brings, it's good. When do you say Tati L'Reisa? Only when it is Chaser Vasoi, like the case of a mikvah, the case of becoming an Amoritz. But a woman being Mizana doesn't happen Chaser Vasoi. It's whenever she's Mizana, she's Mizana. Tachtav or not Tachtav. But, yeah, she'd be a bogus. But we're talking here by a woman who should have that Mizana.
It's going to
happen.
She's not being
Mizana. Her, the Tati L'Reisa says that, I mean, the Tati here is to be Masha, to say she was Nibala, not Tachtav. But the point is, the Chazaka de Meikara is not Chasav Asai. The Chazaka de Meikara is, she started off a Besula. She started off a Besula. Is that Chazaka de Meikara of starting off a Besula, a Chasav Asai type of Chazaka de Meikara? No. Because you're a Besula, you're a Besula. Until she got married, she should have stayed a Besula. There's no point in this period of her life where she should have lost it. So since there's no point where she should have lost it, Meila, it's not Chasav Asai, it's not Chasav Asai, you don't say Tati L'Reis. Good. Okay, one more. So we have two Torahs of Matthias's Kasher, the Kiveiga, and called the Ktzais, so it's really not even the Ktzais, it's Taisis that the Ktzais brings down. There's one more thing that you have to know about Tati L'Reisa. Again, I'm mentioning it because it's a klal gadol. I mean, the Shita Mekubetzes brings it here. Again, it's a yisayid in Tati L'Reis. New case. See, one of the good things about Sfeikas and Chazakas, you always have new cases, right? Sheikh Dimdu coming Amaratzim and Mekvist Nerachasim. It makes it much more interesting, I think. So you have a new case. The nidain is, you have a cow, and it's been giving you milk for a while. You make cheese from the milk. And then one day, you decide to shech the cow. You're hungry, you want a steak. So you shech the cow. And after you shech the cow, you check its lungs, and it's treif. So you throw out you sell it to a guy. The meat is treif, no question it's treif. You find a hole in the lung, it's treif. What about the milk that you milked yesterday? What about the cheese? Cheese could be, you could have a year's worth of cheese, right? Cheese your age. What about all the cheese from this cow? The milk of a treif is treif. Chol of treif, a treif. The milk of a treif is not kosher. So, if this animal is a treifa, so we should say that all the milk and all the cheese should also be treif. Just that what? We have a Chazaka de Meikara that the animal started off Ksheira. The animal is not a treifa when it was born. It has a hole in its lung. And again, assuming it's more than a year old, we know it was born a kosher. And being that it was born a kosher, so it started off Ksheira. Now it's a treifa. So Chazaka de Meikara says it got the hole in the lung when? At the last moment. And Mimela, since it got the hole in the lung at the last moment, so therefore we go according to Chazaka de Meikara, and we say that the Gavina, that the cheese, is kosher. And this nobody argues about. This is a regular case of Chazaka de Meikara against Chazaka de Hashta. There's no Chazaka de Dina here. So it's a simple case. They go according to Chazaka de Meikara. Nobody argues. Where does the machlokes come in? What happens if you could tell on this hole in the lung that it's been there for a while? Let's say it has a scab already. Huglad hamaka. The hole in the lung already has a scab. And let's say you we estimate that he's at least 3 days old. That was the case the Rashi was talking about. You could tell that the hole in the lung is at least 3 days old because it has a skin. So now, the milk from the last 3 days is what? It's pashit. Pashit is trade, right? Nobody argues. The Rashba says that if it's Huglar Amaka, so we know that the last 3 days it was treif. That's a reyesa in the Chazaka de Meikara. And any cheese that you have from the whole last year is all treif. Because once the Chazaka de Meikara is off, we know it didn't last until today. So once the Chazaka de Meikara is off, it's off. And Memela, all the cheese from the last year is treif. You understand this? Why? Oh, what's the svar? Why don't we move the Chazaka de Meikara back 3 days? What?
Right now it's treif.
Let me tell you first that this is the Rashba Shita, and the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rashba. And the Ramah, this is in Yaradeya Simen Pei Aleph. The Ramah, B'shem the Smak, the Ramah says that only the last 3 days are treif. Before that, it had a Chazaka de Meikar. What's the Svar of the Rashba?
He says a year or something.
Well, it can't be more than a year because the Maka can't be more than a year old and a treifa doesn't live 12 months. So, what's the Rashba Svara? What's the Rashba says, if you don't have a Chazaka de Meikara that leads you up till today, you don't say Chazaka de Meikara. Anybody pro Rashba here? Smack, we understand, right? Smack the Ramah, we understand. He says, look, wherever you're Mesupik, you give a Chazaka. The last 3 days, you're not Mesupik. Before 3 days, you are Mesupik, so you give a Chazaka for before. But here, well, it's not a case of Tavil Reyes here. Here, we're talking about Chazaka de Meikara against Chazaka de Hashta. We go according to Chazaka de Meikara. So what's the Rashba Svara? What?
Last 3 days,
there's no Suffolk. You don't go Masa Chazaka when you're Suffolk. The last 3 days, we have no Suffolk. It was definitely true. Question is, 4 days ago.
Huh? Well, Suffolk is only a color. Here, you don't know what. When you don't know what the proof is, here you know that 3 days before there's a problem. 3 days, right? Now 3 days before.
Right, there's definitely a problem.
Definitely a problem. So once there's a race in that chazaka, and how to be naive. So
that's the Rashba's Lashon. The Rashba's Lashon is that the Chazaka de Meikara only works if it lasts till now. If it lasts till now, and it could be that the mikveh lost its 40 saw just now. So Memeila. So there's a race in the Chazaka de Meikara. We don't say Chazaka de Meikara. What happens before I measure the mikveh? I sit there for an hour and I watch the mikveh. Let's say before I measure the mikveh, I sit there for an hour and I just watch the mikveh for an hour. It's not losing anything. Now I measure it and it's 39 sof. Is the Chazaka de Meikara gone? Evaporated. You can't watch the mikveh. It's leaking out of the bottom.
Well,
but no, because I measured it and it's 39. I want to have a case.
No, I mean, so let's say you know when you start off in the hundred star, now it's you know it's sure not going to evaporate that quickly.
Okay, so I watch it for an hour and it's 39 saw. I couldn't have evaporated a saw in an hour. So I'm not going to say Chazak to make car because I was watching it for the last hour. Maybe there's a crack in the wall.
Check.
Right. I don't understand the Svara that well. Unless you have to go back to a point with his nafkamina and din. That's the point. The last, to just say watching it for an hour, who cares what happened in that hour? But it's here going back 3 days and you milked it in those 3 days, so there's some milk which doesn't have chazaka to make art. I don't know, we could try to figure out as far as Harajba. I'm not 100%. But the Shita Mukubet says the same thing as the Rajba to answer Taisa's Kasha. What was Taisa's Kasha? You're going to have to explain the Svara of this to me. What was Taisa's Kasha? Nukmas Chasa Shik Sheira. What does that mean? We should give her a Cheskes Kashrus to say. You go bas chazaka de meyakar. Now, whatever happened originally, so what does that mean? We should say.
There's a stake here.
There's a
race and a chazaka. But it is not a suffix. The case of the race is not. There's no suffix there. You know, you see a function.
We're by the
long?
There's no suffix in the last 3 days.
What suffix? Your suffix was taken off.
Suffix is how far back does it have this log? This whole log?
Once that safe is removed, it's no good. How are you? How do you then? How do you die the cash? It's that now, once that something is off, so that's it, it's off. Here it's important. But is the chazaka off? That's the question. Is the chazaka off?
And let me just say what the Shita Kubetza said. The Shita Kubetza actually goes on the second chazaka of Taisus, a cheskes haguf. Taisa said, the Cheskes HaGuf says that she was nibbala at the end. She was absula as long as possible, and she was nibbala at the end. That was what Taisa said in the Teretz. He's going out on the Kasha, on the Teretz. Taisa said in the Teretz, that the Cheskes HaGuf says she was nibbala at the end. She was absula as long as possible. So Shita Mubetza says, what do you mean? He was with her from their chuppah. They had a chuppah. They had a chasna suda, and they went home, and he was by her. So for the last 3 hours, he was with her. Under the chuppah, we know she wasn't nibala. And at the chasna, he knows she wasn't nibala. And he came home with her. He knows the last few hours she wasn't nibala. So therefore, it had to be, it can't be she lost the basulim these last few minutes. It had to be a number of hours ago. So mamela, there's no chasaka de meikar, that she's a basulim. Follow? When do we say chazaka de meikara? If it's possible, she started off a besulim. Cheskes HaGuf says that she lost the besulim as late as possible. So the Shita Mukubet says there's no such chazaka here, because we know it didn't happen tachas achupah. We know it didn't happen here at the last time, at the last few minutes, the last few hours. So memela, we don't say chazaka de meikara Cheskes HaGuf in our sugya. He's not answering Tosis Kash, he's arguing with Tosis Teretz. Tosis Teretz says there's a Cheskes Pesula. He says, no, there's no Cheskes de Meikara, that she's a Pesula. Because we know it didn't happen in the last few hours. That's the Rashba. The Rashba says, if you know it didn't happen in the last few days, there's no Cheskes de Meikara. Right? It's a Chiddush, this Rashba. I don't understand the Svar of the Rashba well. But Yenison is saying that it's Pshat is Tereus and the Cheskes de Meikara. Chazaka de Meikara is not solid, because it didn't stick. So it's a reyes and the Chazaka de Meikara. Right? What? That's what the Rashi was saying.
Yeah. But in our case, you're looking at her
But same thing with the milk. Shaila is before then. The Shaila is the last 3 days of milk is a chetrei.
No, the Shaila is now, is once I see the lump.
Right, so now I have a shayla about the milk from 4 days ago. Or the cheese from 4 days ago, right? Now that I see that on the long, I have a shayla. Same thing here. Now that I find Pesach Pesuach, now I have a shayla, when was she mizan? What?
Why isn't it like
the
milk of the last 3 days? Why isn't it like the milk of the past 3 days?
So the same thing here. We know she wasn't mizana from the chuppah. But that's not enough to make avot to her husband. She had to not be mizana since Eris. Right. Alright, so this is a third Nakuda of Chazaka, the Rajba's Chiddush by Gavina. And I think later in the parak we're going to come back to the Rajba because the Rajba is more to it. Okay, so we spent quite a bit of time on Chazakis. So what do? We spent, I think, 2.5 days on Shavya Nafshe, a day or two on Sveksveika, which was just an introduction to Sveksveika, and now about 2 days on Chazakis. Now comes Taisi Bayaseima. We go back to Sveksveika. Okay, we return to the Indian of Sveksveika. And if you get into this properly, it's a very enjoyable sugya, if you can get into it the way we should. And this Taisis is not one or two, but three Yesaitis in the rules of Sveksveika. Certainly those of you who are learning Yeridaya, who plan to learn Yeridaya, the rules that we're going to talk about today are all in Yeridaya, which is Taruvis. Now let's begin the Taisvis and at least the first three lines. Yibay Yisema, Beishis Yisrael. Right, till now we talked about Eishis Kayin, now we switch to Eishis Yisrael. The Kibbol Ba'aviyah Kedushim Pusim Yivaz Kimol Shon. Taim Efrek Taisvis, Akati Yika Svek Sveika, Safik Ba'ayni, Safik Ba'ratz. Maybe she was Mizane Ba'aynis and she's Mutter to her husband, Safik Ba'ratz, and she's also to her husband. Even if she rots, I mean she agreed. Maybe it was when she was a katana. Well, Peter katana einesu. I mean about bal yevimtai, and Peter katana einesu. Where is Peter katana einesu? It means even if the katana was mizana willingly. At what age? After 3, before 12. She was not willingly. That Peter Ketana is called an Oynis. So they have a Svek Sveika. So what did a Tut Stodden to be Mekel? What did a Tut Stodden to be Mekel? Maybe it was Ba'aynis after 12 years old, when she was a Gedayla, but she was forced. And maybe she agreed, but it was under 12, and Peter Ketana Oynis, so that's also Mutter. So you have two reasons to be mad here. So for Taisvis, it's a Svek Sveika that we should be Mako. And for Taisvis, four words. Tishleimer, Tishem Oynes Chadhu. That's as far as we're getting for today. The question is what that means. Shem Oynes Chadhu. What does that mean? Shem Oynes. It's all the same thing. Shem Oynes Chadhu. It's all the same. Why is it all the same? Because it's all one suffix. Was she an Inus? Or wasn't she an Inus? There are two ways to be an Inus. But it's all one thing. Nepshat, Shem Inus Chadol. It's all one thing. There are two ways to be an Inus, but it's still the heter of being an Inus. So that's not a Svek Sveika. Now let's think about other Svek Sveikas. Let's say we have a Svek Sveika, the pregnant Kayim, the wife of a Kayim. Pregnant wife of a Kayim, we said Svek Sveika. Maybe the baby is in the cave. And then she's allowed to be Matam. Even if the baby is a Zachar, maybe it's a Nephil. So we call that a Svek Sveika, right? Isn't it all one Suffolk? Maybe the baby's not a Zachar.
First time we
said
Einus
to Ratzon,
the first time
we would consider one possible is for Einus, because it's a form of Einus. So that was never one. So we said it's not a form of Einus. We're here also, in my... There are two ways you could be an Einus. One way to be an Einus is if she's forced, and one way to be an Einus is if she agreed under 13, under 12. He had two ways that this baby could not be a Zachar Kayin. One could be the baby's in the cave, or one could be the baby's in the Eifel. I don't care if the baby's in the cave or in the Eifel. Who cares? All I care is that's not a Zachar. Isn't that all the same? It's a different Petor. And here it's not a different Petor. Maybe she was forced, and maybe she was talked into it. But there are two ways to not choose.
She didn't have a zaka, but she either had a cave or she didn't have a child. It's not that she. Here is she was either ma'anis because the guy was ma'anis, or she was ma'anis because she was talking to him, because she was 11 years old and doesn't know
him. Right, so let me give you a different example. Give me a different sfek sfek. Okay, we'll take a sfek sfek from Ahilchas Teilayim. Okay? If you have stuffed cabbage and the cabbage wasn't checked for bugs, are you allowed to eat it? Huh? You're allowed to eat it? As long as you're allowed to. Because this is sfek sfek. What's a sfek sfek? What's a sfek sfek? Anybody know? Huh? Maybe there was a bug, maybe there wasn't a bug. And even if there was a bug, maybe it was nimuach when you cooked it. This says in Shulchan Aruch, this had to. Follow Svek Sveka? Maybe there was a bug originally, maybe there wasn't a bug originally. And afilu tim tzolaymer, that there was a bug originally, maybe it was nimuach in the cooking of the cabbage, because bugs melt when you cook them at a high temperature. So it's a svek svek. You're not allowed to make it, but once it's made, you're allowed to eat a l'chatchila. Okay? You're not make it, because you're not allowed to create a svek svek. But once it's made, you're allowed to eat it. Okay? It's a easy svek svek. I'm trying to think of an easy one. Why don't we say it's all one suffix? Either there is a bug or there's no bug. I don't care what happened. Either there's a bug in this cabbage or there's no bug. It could be two ways there's no bug. Could be there never was one, could be there was one and it melted. We don't say shame bug charu. Right? What?
It's bottled.
So who cares if it's there, it's bottled, or who cares if it was never there in the first place?
It's not the same thing.
It's not the
If it's there,
and it's not the bottled, it's there, it's not the It's not
right. So it's one suffix. Is it there? Is it there not nimuach? That's the only suffix. There are two ways it could not be here as a whole bug. Either it was never here or it was. The question is, am I allowed to eat the cabbage? That depends if there's a whole bug in this cabbage. So why don't we say it's all one suffix?
It's two different things. One is it's still here, but we don't consider it there anymore. One is that it's not here at all.
So why is that too? And here by us, one is she was forced. And what is, even if she wasn't forced, maybe she was talked into it, but it was a ketana.
There's only one consideration. It has to be a case where the halacha called it bug. By the bug, it has to be there, and it has to be not anymore.
There has to be a bug in order for it to be us. By Pusim Bas Gimel, as if she's Mizana Baratzen. Is it the same?
Baratzen is only one. Is only one factor that you need to make Baratzen. By the bug, you need the bug to be there, and you need to be whole.
You need there to be a whole bug.
Huh? What's the difference in the parson when the man was, if the girl comes at 12, tricks her, the same thing applies if he was just is the
punishment
the same?
Exactly the same.
If I had a bug here, but it wasn't resolved, then I'd have a bug.
There are two ways to learn this Tosfos. You're on the pages. Right, there are two pshatim. Rabbi Kiva Eiger brings down two pshatim. He likes one of them better. The one he doesn't like, the crazier place he likes better. So there are two pshatim in Taisis. Kivega brings both, but favors one over the other because of a kasha he asks, which hopefully we'll get to. Both pshatim and Taisis are very important, and we're going to learn both the Kivega's pshat and the crazier place's pshat. Downstairs in my shtender, I have photostated both the Rebbe Kivega and the Shach, which I'm going to speak out regarding it. Right. The Rebbe Kivega learns Shemay Neskharu means it's all one suffix. And the Geder of it's all one suffix is in the Shach. And that is, when you say it's all one suffix and when not, when there's a nafgamina in halacha between the two sfeikas. There's a nafgamina in din between the two. Which means, let's say the case of the bug. Is there any nafgamina if the bug is in the cabbage originally or not? Yes. Whether you're allowed to do a lachatchila. Right, the first suffix is, was there ever a bug in the cabbage? The second suffix was a nemuach. Each one has a separate nafgamina. Because if there's no bug in the cabbage, you're allowed to cook a lechatchila. If there is a bug in the cabbage, you're not allowed to cook a lechatchila. Now, the second suffix is, was it nimulach? It means even if you're not allowed to cook a lechatchila, maybe it became after when you cooked it. You split two sveikas when there's a nafgamina between the two sveikas. There's a difference between the two. The difference could be a zaitiga halacha. But there has to be some difference between the two. Or in the case of the Eishes Kayim, is she carrying a nekeva or is she carrying a nefil? What's the difference? She's carrying a nekeva, there are differences. She's carrying a nekeva, someone who kills the ober is a retzayach. If she's carrying a nefil, then they're not a retzayach. You can't know. But there's a difference. There's a difference between a nekeva and a nefil. They have different dinim. So being that Nekeva has one set of dinim, Nefa is different. That's a sfek sfeika. Maybe it's a Nekeva, maybe it's a Nefa. Masha'en came by us. There's no difference in halacha if she was an oinus after 12 because she was forced. Or if she was an oinus under 12 because piti ketan oinusu. The dinim are exactly the same. There's no difference in halacha. If piti ketan oinusu or if she was an oinus because she was physically forced. It's exactly the same halachas. Being that it's exactly the same halachas, so therefore we say Shemay Nischaru. We say that it's all one. And Masha'enken, all the cases of Svek Sveika that are good Svek Sveikas, there has to be some difference in din between the two. This is Rebbe Kivega's Pshat, based on the Shach, in Shemay Nischaru. Shach is in Simen Kuf Yud, Ois Yud Aleph, in the Beis HaSafik, this section called Beis HaSafik, it's Ois Yud Aleph. The Shach brings another example. There's a few examples. So he brings another example. What?
Is this the Kreis?
No, it's before the Kreis. Still the Kivag and the Shach. Kulacha the Sveika. There's a rule, Stam Kein Lameina B'nei Yayman. Stam Kein Lameina B'nei Yayman. What does that mean? That means, let's say a lady calls. She says, I have a Shaila. I just stirred the chicken soup with the milk this school. So what are you paskin? What are you paskin? Someone chicks... stirs chicken soup with a milk and spoon. What's the dinner of spoon and what's the dinner of chicken soup? What? What? Stab kelemeinu b'nei yayman. So the spoon you have to cash. That's for sure. It's a milk and spoon and get flesh. The chicken soup. Stam Kaila Meina B'nei Yayman. You could assume Stam Kaili, you ask her that she remember using the spoon for milk fix within 24 hours. Stam Kaila Meina B'nei Yayman. and the chicken soup is mutter. Why is that so? Why do we say stam kelamein ebene yaimut? So there's a svek svek. The reason it's mutter is because of a svek svek. What's the svek svek? One suffix maybe it was used in 24 hours. The other one maybe it was not used in 24 hours. If it was not used in 24 hours, what's it in? Doesn't ask, sir, why? It's pogum, it's nice and time with God. Any bliya that's more than 24 hours old is pogum. It's ruined. I don't know if you're familiar, those of you who didn't learn your Adaya. A bliya and a keli is when you, if you took that spoon and you stirred farina with it. So taste of the farina went into the spoon. Within 24 hours, it has a din of a milchik spoon. After 24 hours, whatever milchik is in the absorbed in the spoon, it becomes old, becomes ruined. It's pogum. Pogum means it's ruined. So the first suffix is maybe it wasn't used in 24 hours and it's pogum. The second suffix is even if it was used in 24 hours, within 24 hours, maybe it was used for something which gives a bad taste into chicken soup. Maybe it was used to stir some milchika thing, which is paigim in chicken soup. The halacha is that something which is paigim doesn't aser. If something which doesn't taste good with chicken soup falls into chicken soup, even if it's treif, it doesn't aser the chicken soup because of the heter of nice and tam of God. So even if the spoon was used within 24 hours, maybe it was used to stir something which gives a bad taste into chicken soup. It's an example. So you can think of some foods that are pagan, right? So let's say you stirred something which gives a bad taste into chicken soup. So therefore, it's a svek sveika. So the kasha is, it's called a chad sveika. If it's an eina ben yaima, it's pogum. If it wasn't used 24 hours, the heter is pogum. If it was used within 24 hours, but for bad food, for a food which gives bad taste into soup, so then it's also pogum. It's a say, kulachadis, shem pogum charu. It's all one suffix. Why don't we say it's all one suffix? What gives a bad food taste into chicken soup? It's milchik. You have to think sometimes it's milchik that gives a bad taste. What? Fish? What? Chocolate and chicken soup sometimes taste bad. Good. So maybe he used it for hot chocolate. He stirred some hot chocolate within 24 hours. It gives a bad taste. So it's a svek svek. Good? So the kasha is, it's kulacha the svek. It's all suffik. If it's pogum, you have two ways to be pogum. It could be 24 hours old. Or it could be it was chocolate milk, which is pogum.
Pogum is the taste that's on the spoon. Is pogum the soup? The pogum is the
taste. The taste which entered the soup from the spoon is pogum.
The original taste is bad taste, or together makes bad taste.
Either way. So Zakhtashach, no, it's two svekas. Why? It's two svekas because there's enough gemina and din between the two. If it's more than 24 hours old, then it doesn't answer anything. Then it's pogum lagabi everything. Shaykin, the second suffix is maybe it was used originally for something, which is pogum in chicken soup. That's only a heter for chicken soup. That won't be a heter for a food which tastes good with that bliya. If you'll have some other food which does taste good with that bliya, it won't be a heter for it. So, what? It's a difference in the din of the spoon.
The physical fact is, the din, if this spoon would be pogum something else, it would have the same din.
I don't follow what you're saying.
If this spoon would be pogum something else for the damn time,
they have the same din. But there's nafkamina and halacha. If it wasn't used for 24 hours, I'd use it for anything. It doesn't answer anything.
Because it's always
pogum. It's always pogum. And if, because within 24 hours, I used it for something which doesn't taste good with chicken soup, then it would still answer something which does taste good with chicken soup. Which does taste good with
chicken soup.
The physical fact. Okay, so there are two svekas on the physical fact. But there's enough gemina between the two facts. One fact is it wasn't used 24 hours, and one possible fact is it was used for something which tastes bad with soup. So we don't say this is another example where we do not say kula chadis feik, although at first glance it looks like kula chadis. This is all in the first pshat in Taisus. The second pshat, the Kresi Plesis pshat, is a klal which again is basic to rules of Svek Sveika. The rule is a Svek Sveika has to be mishapech to be a valid Svek Sveika. In order for a Svek Sveika to be a good Sveika, it has to be mishapech. Explain what mishapech means by talking about general cases, and then we'll see. Every Svek Sveika that's a good Svek Sveika, you can say it in either direction. You could start with either suffix. Okay, let's go again to the typical Svek Sveikas. Eishes Kayim. An Eishes Kayim. What's the Svek Sveika? Maybe it's a Zachar, maybe it's an Akev. Afilu Timtza Leimer, it's a Zachar, maybe it's a Nephil. So which suffix do we use first? The Akev first, Nephil second. Now can I turn that around and say it the other way? Let's see. Maybe it's a Nephil, maybe it's a Bar Kayama. Even if you're going to say it's a Bar Kayama, maybe it's a Zachar, maybe it's a Nekeva. You could say it in either direction. You get it? You get the idea? A Svek Sveka HaMishapech is a Svek Sveka that you could say in either direction. You could turn it around, reverse the order, and say it. And say it the other way. Let's say a keli ena ben yaimai, a kistam keli. Same thing. Can you start? Maybe it was used in 24 hours. Maybe it wasn't. Even if it was used in 24 hours, maybe it was used in chocolate, which is pike. Except the other way too. Maybe it was used in something which is pagan. Maybe not. Even if you're going to say it was in something that's not pagan, maybe it was used more than 24 hours ago. Maybe not. You get the idea? A Svek Sveika, which is a good Svek Sveika, is a Svek Sveika that's mishapech. It's something you could turn around. Right? I'm asking. A Svek, you have the concept? Every Svek Sveika has to be a Svek Sveika ha-mishapech. That you could say it in both directions. Alright? Now let's see Taisus. What Taisus is Svek Sveika? Suffik Aynis, Suffik Ratzin. Maybe it was done by Aynis, maybe Baratzin. Imtim Salaima Baratzin, Suffik Ishi Katana, Upitoi Katana Aynisu. So now what do you want to do? You want to say that this will be a good Svek Sveika. Is this Mishapech? Zakt. The Kresi Uplaisi, this Svek Sveika, you can only say in one direction. You're funny. Know which direction it makes sense? Maybe it happened to her when she was a Katana. Maybe when she was a Gedaila. Even if it happened to her when she's a Gedaila, maybe she was forced, maybe she did it willingly. In that direction it makes sense. But in the reverse direction, what are you going to say? Maybe Aynis, maybe Ratzin. Even if it was Baratzin, maybe Katana. No, but if it was Katana, it wasn't Baratzin. Once you say, maybe it was Baratzin, you can't say maybe it was Katana. Because Katana, by definition, is not Baratzin. The Svek Sveika is not, you can't say it in that direction. You can't say maybe Ba'inis, maybe Baratzin. And Imtim Salaim, it was Baratzin, maybe she was a Katana. But a Katana, there is no Ratzin. So Mimela, what Taisus says, Shema Inis Charu, Taisus is saying that you can't say the Svek Sveika this way. Because every Ketana is a Shema Inis. Every Ketana is an Inis. So you can't say, maybe Ba'inis, maybe Baratzin. Imtim Tzalaima, that it was Baratzin, maybe she was a Ketana. Because if it was Baratzin, she couldn't have been a Ketana. Because a Ketana Baratzin, there is no Baratzin on a Ketana.
Why do we care if it's Mishapech?
That's a good question. First, Oh, very good. That's if the next question. A lot to talk about. But this is the way to crazy place. He learns pshat in Tosfos. Rabbi Kivega brings this pshat. He doesn't call it the crazy place, but it is the crazy place's pshat. Rabbi Kivega has a kash on it, which we're not going to do today. But this is the concept of Sfek Sfeika Amishapech. The Sfek Sfeika has to be turnaroundable. Be able to be sent in both directions. Okay, Yichap this pshat. Sfek Sfeika Amishapech, very important clause. So, let's just deal with one question, and we'll get back to everything tomorrow. Again, I told you when we started, this sugya gives you an opportunity to learn. We usually move quickly. It's hard to learn all the mafarshim inside. This sugya gives you an opportunity to learn of Ashach, to learn of Rebbe Kivega properly from the Makairis. I hope by tomorrow you'll already be ahead of me in all this. But let me take one of the examples that's not Misapech. Okay, let's say the stuffed cabbage case. What was the Sfek Sfeika? First suffix was, maybe there was a bug in the cabbage, maybe not. The second suffix was, here's the Nimuach, maybe it wasn't the Nimuach. Now turn that around. Maybe I want to try saying it the other way.
Doesn't work.
Maybe it wasn't the Nimuach, maybe it wasn't the Nimuach. And even if it was not Nimuach, what? Yeah, how could it, if it wasn't Nimuach, it had to be there. I can't say it the other direction. I'll say I have a problem with stuffed cabbage now. L'chayre, the Sfek Sfeika of the stuffed cabbage is not, you can't say it backwards. Right? You follow the question? Maybe it was Nimuach, maybe it wasn't Nimuach. Even if it wasn't Nimuach, maybe what? If it wasn't Nimuach, then you can, it's awesome. So the Shach, which is on the sheets that are available downstairs, answers this kasha. And tomorrow we are going to complete the discussion of Sfek Sfeika Sheina Misapech, and I certainly hope that you'll be prepared. A fair warning, Rabbi Kivega's kasha on the Kresi Uplesi is a difficult one, and I advise you very strongly to work on it before Shia tomorrow to try to understand it.
Something you have to have in this house.